It's my privilege this morning to introduce Will Beecham, one of our youth, our seniors, who's going to be offering the message today. We lift him up to the Lord and ask his Holy Spirit to come upon us, and he might guide us into all truth and knowledge. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm happy to be speaking in front of so many familiar faces this morning. It's funny to think that I've been coming to this church longer than I've even been at school. For 18 years, you all have seen me and my fellow graduating seniors grow and become who we are today. Many of you knew us before we were born. With that in mind, it's unfair for us to think of you as just friends. You are our family, in every sense of the word. Even those of you who were introduced to this church after us have become part of this family, because we accept you the same way people of this community accepted us so long ago. You have helped shape our personality, our character, and our faith. For that, I am so very grateful, and I know that my peers feel the same way. As a Boy Scout and avid outdoorsman, one of my favorite activities is backpacking. A couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to embark on a 77-mile backpacking trip just outside of Cimarron, New Mexico. A challenging trek, both physically and mentally, I had an absolute ball. There were a lot of things that I learned, both from those more experienced than myself and from my own trial and error. I find it easy to equate my experiences here to those of a backpacking trip. For us seniors, the first steps through those big brown doors were the first steps on a long and winding trail. A common mistake made by inexperienced backpackers is the inclusion of things they don't really need. It's easy to think, I need a big, comfortable pillow so I can be well rested along the trail, when you don't know that a folded jacket can work just as well, take up less space in the pack, and serve more than a single purpose. Likewise, this church taught us that the things we thought we'd need to be happy, such as fancy cars or the newest iPhone, aren't actually as necessary as we once believed them to be. Those things can be nice, but real happiness comes from the people around you, the impact they have in your life, and the impact you have in theirs. You all have impacted us by showing us there is something greater than ourselves. There is good in the world that we live in, and opportunities for us to make it better. Another common mistake the backpacker might make is the exclusion of things you actually do need along the trail. The thought that packing two shirts for a 10-day trek is enough seems all well and good until your group politely ask you to stay back at least 30 yards because you smell so bad they fear you're going to attract bears. In the same sense, we may have thought in the beginning that going to church on Sunday was enough to keep us from the eternal steam room down below. But as we've come to find, it's through living out the lessons we learn in church, putting them into action, that keeps us on the good side of the man upstairs. Whether it's helping out with Mission 911, working with the corner to provide families in need the opportunity to buy things they otherwise might not have been able to afford, or offering your time to build wheelchair ramps at people's houses around town, or participating in any of the other seemingly countless service opportunities this church is a part of, you all have made that lesson evident in the way that you live. No trek would be truly complete without someone getting lost at some point. Oftentimes, it's easy to think we are where we should be in our faith, when in reality, we've got more work to do. Sometimes the best way to get back on the trail is to retrace steps. It's not easy to turn around and admit defeat, but it pays off in the end. I hope that as we move on in our lives and continue developing our knowledge of God, We seniors remember that if we ever get lost, we can always make our way back to Him. As youth, we've been given a very powerful gift. We have been surrounded by people who have blazed the trail for us. You have been here and done this before, and you have helped us when we strayed from our path. You have been our Sherpas. You've walked with us through deep valleys and led us to the highest peaks. I am sure that we will never forget the things that you have so generously done for us, and we hope to return the favor someday. Now, our path as seniors is splitting, and we are moving on to the next stage of our lives. It's important for us to acknowledge the love and support you have all given us. Without you, we might not have made it this far. We all realize that our trek is not over, and never really will be while we live on this earth. It is our responsibility to pass on the lessons you've taught us, so that we can make sure the next guys pack the right stuff and stay on the trail. Thank you.